ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
You're never too old to rap. That's the message from Cork's Cabin Studio, where grandmothers Sally Crowley and Maureen Cullinan are turning heads with their hip-hop performances and proving age is no barrier to creativity. Sally and Maureen are in our Cork studio. Yo, Sally. Yo, Maureen.
Yo, Ray.
Yay. I love you already. Sally and Maureen in the house, yeah, and in our Cork studio. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
It's great to talk about the cabin.
So ye rap. The two of ye rap.
Oh, sure, we're great rappers.
I'm new to it now, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're both new to it, but, you know.
Yeah. But Sally knew what a rap was years before I ever...
and Maureen, do you mind me asking you what age you are?
Oh, not at all. I'm very proud of my age. I'm 81 and a bit.
Brilliant. And Sally, what age are you?
60 next week.
Right. And both of you are grandparents, grandmothers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, just to put context on it, we're going to play Never Too Old to Rap. We play a bit of that and then we'll have the chat.
Okay.
So that people can hear you.
We'll and be bopping along here listening to
and
it.
And both of you feature on this, Sally and Maureen?
No, just me.
No.
Just you. Just
yeah.
you. Okay, right. Heavy beat.
Ooh.
Yeah. Surfer. Scary man.
You're never too old to rap. Put your hands in the air and clap. Get the lipstick on your lips. Do a boogie with your hips. Cause you're never too old to rap. You're never too old to rap. Put your hands in the air and clap. Get the lipstick on your lips. Do a boogie with your hips. Cause you're never too old to rap. Tap your feet to the beat when I'm rocking. Some people may say I'm shocking, but I don't care, even with my grey hair. I'll be rapping till the deck comes knocking.
Go, Sally.
When death comes in that door, I'll make him dance to the beast on the floor. He'll be tapping his feet when I'm rapping to the beast. He'll be begging me to rap some more. You're never too old to rap. Put your hands in the air and clap. Get that lipstick on your lips. Do a boogie with your hips.
Love it.
You're never
Love
too
it.
Old to rap.
It's quite serious because you're sort of defiantly telling death to go away.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
My message is right.
Yeah.
It's just keep doing what you love to do, you know. And if you didn't do it years ago, start doing it now.
Yeah. People know about Cabin Crew because they've had viral hits, and now they're all acting in Christie, which is an amazing movie.
Ah, fantastic! Honestly.
Oh yeah.
And it's Gary McCarthy. He has a way of getting people to do things that they don't think they're able to do. Isn't that it?
Oh, that's one word for it. You know, he has a way of bringing out the best in people. Do you know, even Maureen could tell you there, her story is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with me, he just started with my grandson, you know. So I just, he was at an Easter camp and made a rap about my teeth.
Your teeth?
That, yeah.
What's lagging off your teeth?
I went off to Turkey, I got my teeth done. So he did, they had an Easter camp.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was in Turkey, I got my teeth kind of done naturally so nobody would take any notice. So he did a rap in front of everybody, invited me, sat me in front of everyone and did a rap about my turkey teeth. Now, the whole of Cork and Ireland after this will know that I have turkey teeth.
Turkey teeth? That's
Yeah. So you tell that to Dustin.
Yeah.
So I went along to Gary and I said, listen, is there any chance I could get him back?
Yeah.
So they said, right, look, come up with something and come out to the adults class and we'll see what we can do. So I made up lyrics to called You're Grounded.
Yes.
And when they were doing their act at Christmas time down in the library, they called me up and said, sat him on a seat and I sang it.
Brilliant.
The song back to him.
What's his name, Sally, your grandson's name?
Oh, Martin Crowley.
Martin, Martin.
Martin.
So it's a bit like the Kendrick Lamar versus Drake thing, isn't it?
I wouldn't go that far.
So you did a diss track. That's what they call it in the business,
yeah,
a diss track.
Yeah, a diss track, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. We have. Can you do like I have it here, and your vocal is on. I've turned it down a little bit so you can as a guide for you.
Yeah.
Have you got the lyrics in front of you?
I haven't. I'll try and do it from memory. So long as I did it. Well, you know, we'll just go with it. If I go wrong, I'll go wrong.
Right. Wait. Let's see. This is So you're grounded. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a bit of time. There's about two bars before you come in.
Yeah.
So.
You can count me in.
I'll do my best. On. Two, three, go.
sitting in the audience waiting for the show. My grandson's performing full of pride, you know. He invited me especially, he saved me a seat. Little did I realise he was going to diss my teeth. The crowd started laughing, my face went red. I said to his mom, when he's home, he's dead. And when he's upstairs with his smelly feet, I'll be downstairs eating pizza with my turkey teeth. You're grounded.
No TV for you.
You're grounded. That's the game's gone too. You're grounded. Yes, just for that. Now get up the stairs with your bucket hat.
Hey, get up the stairs with your bucket hat. There's so much joy in that, isn't there?
You know, it's a crack, you know. It's all about a crack and joke, you know.
Yeah, and slagging off your grandson.
What are grandmothers for?
So Maureen, what's your story? How did you get into it?
Well, I saw the crack.
Yeah.
And I was in the library and I saw the cabin performing with preteens and teens at the time.
Yeah.
And I saw the magic between Gary and the crew, and I saw the rapping so clear from Tiny. They were all great though.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, I thought I was a great teacher, if I'd had that, I would have been way more proud.
Is that right? That was your career, was it, a teacher?
Yeah.
What, primary or secondary?
But I taught all ages in different venues,
right.
Under different guises.
Okay, you're very elusive there now. So you've had many careers. One of them was a teacher. What else did you do?
Well, I was part of a company, and I opened a creche.
Right.
And I reared a family.
Yes, so that's the most important
family,
job, isn't
and
it?
And I worked for Return to Education.
Right.
And I'm a member of Age Action.
Right.
And I've taught a Return Getting Started program, which is teaching the older people to learn to, you know, do computers.
Yeah.
Mainly my joy and coming out of myself is in the cabin.
Is it? Isn't that mad?
I know. I've started to live, and it's taking years off my life.
I love this.
Really.
You were dipping your toe into music with the ukulele, and then you were going.
I always loved music.
Yes.
But I saw free classes. Now, the word free is a very important four-letter word. Free classes available for the ukulele. I saw it advertised in the city library because I was going to. I'm always doing training. I went to a training for for aging better.
Mm.
I went to that because I kept falling. I wasn't looking after myself properly.
Right.
So they were advertising these free classes with the stipulation that we could be. It was a collaboration between the HSE and the libraries, and they would have psychologists in examining us for the 6 weeks term, and they'd have a control group.
I see. So you're part of an experiment then.
I am, and
research, and
I got an A as a teacher. I think that's very
brilliant.
Important.
That's very good. So there was the ukulele then.
Yeah,
maybe
that
a bit of
led on. That led me on.
Yeah,
then to
this. How are you up for some live rapping?
Oh, I'm up for renting the cabin. The cabin is behind me for.
Right. Well, we have your back, your background beat here. I'm going to drop the beat, as they say in the business.
I'm not as good at keeping the beat, but I'll go for it.
Yes, yeah, sure. Look, it's a bit of crack, isn't it? So.
Poor Maureen.
Yeah. Cabin, so good I named you twice. Expanding your reach into our hearts, yeah, that's right. To be more, enjoy more, grow space in our lives for creativity, friends, and community vibes. Knock a lads, knock a gals, waiting to take off. Keep right on, keeping on, up here where you belong.
Wow, cabin, brilliant. Cabin, so good you named. That's excellent. That's excellent. I hate that word inspiring, but this is a joyous few minutes on the radio.
It's all due to Gary now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I have written a little bit about him if you want to hear it.
Go on, can you do it freestyle without any beat, or will I do
it? I will, sure. This is without any training now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, first of all, this is the intro. There's a wise king in the kingdom of Cabin, Shay and Ree. Gar, Gary. What is he like now? Let us see. Gary, a heavenly body moving so fast, exerting a G-force on us here, that's class. A celestial body moving at speed, a dreamy guy, born to lead. He sets the scene, makes plans materialise, a revisions expert, polymath in disguise, a wizard of words, a weaver of dreams, being in his orbit, it's heaven it seems. The coolest of heroes from heaven to toes, how he creates the G-magic, nobody knows. A stunning rap warrior for tea at warp speed, skilled mentor, an extraordinary visionary indeed.
Wow!
Whoa!
I tell you what.
That's my first time hearing this one.
That's the first time I ever visited. Yeah.
Maureen Lamar. That's what we'll be calling you from now on, Maureen Lamar.
I love all the praise. Believe me, at this age, you go for it.
Well, listen. Thank you so much for coming into us. Continued rapping success.
It's an honour. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a privilege. Thank you for having us.
And if we're ever down your way, you might come into us as well, because we're often out in our roadcaster thingamajig. So we'd love to see in person.
We'll have loads written by then.
And have you got a stage name, or have you got a
I have.
Yeah, go on.
Sally first.
Adrian in the cabin. Shout out to Adrian and all the rest of the adults in the cabin.
Yeah.
He christened me MC Your Nan.
MC Your Nan. Very good. MC Your Nan. Right.
MC Your Nan.
And Maureen, yours.
And I call myself Peggy because that was my name in a 5-minute film we did in the cabin called McCool Who.
Right. So, right.
Shout out to all the guys that were in that.
Shout out.
That's very important.
Peggy and MC Your Nan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay fresh or something like that. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.